Hot 103, today's hottest music with Katy Perry and Juicy J. That's Dark Horse. And coming up next, Governor Susana Martinez will be calling us up, where we're going to be talking about what's going on in Santa Fe. But right now, it's Drake. Started from the bottom on Hot 103. Good morning.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Hottest music.
Today's hottest music is Hot 103. Good morning. You are waking up with the Big Show, and we've been telling you about this all morning long. Joining us on the Big Show, Governor Susana Martinez on the line with us. Good morning, Governor. How you doing?
Good morning, Julie. I'm doing very well, thank you.
So, first of all, I got to ask you, how's everything in Santa Fe right now? I hear it's pretty cold up there.
It is. We've had some snow, and the roads were a little slick last night, but, you know, the snow on the ground looks just beautiful, and so we need all the moisture we can get.
that's great. So, it's been quite busy up in Santa Fe. Talk to us a little about what's been going on.
Well, we are currently waiting for some sort of solution on the budget. This is a 30-day session, and that is our primary role, is to make sure we come out with a responsible and balanced budget.
Okay.
But that has not come out of the House yet, and hopefully something will be moving in the next couple of days.
Okay. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about this morning was education. Is there any key differences between your budget proposal and the legislator's proposal regarding funding for textbooks and classroom materials?
Yeah, there is quite a bit of difference. You know, we really wanted to add an additional $100 million that would be put right into the classroom to help struggling kids, and also to make sure that every child had a textbook. Because right now, we've got some schools that are using textbooks that are, some are as old as 30 years old.
Wow.
Some are 20 years old. And that's just unacceptable for our kids to be learning from books that are that old. And so I had asked for $30 million for us to provide new books to the schools, and the legislature only wanted to put in $21 million. I have visited schools where second grade classes don't have a single book to read from.
Wow.
The teacher had to make copies for them to be able to have a textbook.
Wow. And that is an important key element as far as kids advancing into their education. So one thing that we always talk about, you know, teachers and getting involved with the school. What about parents? What do you plan to do to help parents get more actively involved with education?
Well, we have proposed to the legislature a parent portal.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is an internet program where they can actually communicate with the teachers of every student, of each of their kids. And so they can find out, is there homework due? Do they have a test coming up? Have they been turning in their homework, showing up to class? And there's a good communication between a parent and a teacher.
Yeah.
But the legislature, you know, they're always telling us that how much they want parent involvement. And when we come up with a program that is in English, Spanish, and in Diné, but they slashed that from the budget.
Mm-hmm. Well, Governor, we still got a couple questions that we want to ask you. If you could just hang on the line. We got more with Governor Susana Martinez coming up right here on Hot 103's Big Show. Today's hottest music is Hot 103. Good morning. You are waking up with the Big Show. And on the line with us right now, we are still talking to Governor Susana Martinez, where right now we're in the middle of a discussion talking about education and exactly what is going on with the education system here in New Mexico. Now, Governor, New Mexico, unfortunately, often finds itself at the bottom of these national lists in the area. Now, do you see New Mexico at the top of any national rankings related to education?
You know, we have just been advised of the Hispanic students in New Mexico ranking number one in advanced placement courses and successfully taking those advanced placement courses.
Mm-hmm.
And our low-income students in New Mexico have been ranked in number two in the country as far as taking and being successful in advanced placement courses. And those are some amazing numbers, and that was all done this year. And so we're real proud of our kids, because that shows that the reforms that we are implementing are working.
That's good. Well, you know, that's some good statistics right there. But what are some other steps that you're looking to take forward as far as improving on other aspects of the education system?
Well, I've asked the legislature to fund Reads to Lead at a higher rate, and that is reading. We provide reading coaches to the school districts. And those reading coaches teach teachers how to teach kids to read. And the first year that we had reading coaches, not every district wanted one. So we provided them to those who wanted them. And they ended up with a 7.8% increase in proficiency in reading if they had a reading coach. If they did not have a reading coach, they only increased by 2.8% proficiency in reading. So you can see it makes a difference. Now other districts are seeing that and they want a reading coach. We want to be able to provide every single district that wants one a reading coach so that all the kids start to improve. But once again, I've asked for a certain amount and the legislature is not fully funding that line item.
Mm-hmm.
But the proof is in the data, and I cannot understand why they wouldn't follow the data that shows such a success rate for our kids with these reforms.
Yeah, so, I mean, it seems like you guys have a lot of work going on in Santa Fe. And, you know, Governor, we appreciate you taking time this morning. We know you're very busy, and we know you have a lot on your plate, especially right now. But we appreciate you taking time and calling us up here in Las Cruces and discussing some of these things, especially with education, because, like, I've always emphasized in the past that, you know, education is very important, especially to these kids that we see as they're our future. So we got to make sure that we're taking care of our future.
Absolutely, and that is my passion, and we're going to keep working hard for these kids to make the best of what we're able to provide them with reform, because we're seeing them work. Our kids are now graduating from 63% to 70% all in 1 year. There has never been such a leap in graduation rates in New Mexico, and this is an amazing piece of data that says we are going to be able to raise the bar and our kids are going to meet it. We're making a standard in a way that we know they can reach, and we know that they can be good at what they're doing in school. So I'm real proud of them. We raised the bar, they meet it, and we've got to keep doing that.
Excellent. Well, Governor Martinez, we appreciate you calling us up this morning and being on the big show. And stay warm up there in Santa Fe, because, like I mentioned, it's just too cold over there. We're here at it's 30 degrees here in Las Cruces. It's 32 degrees here in Las Cruces, but I'm pretty sure it's even colder in Santa Fe.
That it is.
Well, Governor Martinez, thank you for being on the big show this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Joey.